Okay, so I got the grill cleaned and turned off. I skinned the deep fryers and they're all turned off. Everything else taken care of by the others before they left. Are you sure you're okay to finish closing by yourself? I realise you have to prepare the cash for deposit and update the books all by yourself, but I could stay a little longer if you like. Do you like me to get you a Coke or something, or I could get creative and make you a sandwich from the veggies on the prep table? No? Nothing? Not even a quick hand job? Sorry, did I make you lose count? No, I keep telling you that my saying stuff like that will not get you into trouble. I'm the employee, you're the boss. It's only bad if you say it to me, and well, as long as you don't actually say anything naughty back, then you're fine. Well, I guess you could get in trouble if you let me give you the hand job. Oh, the blow job I'm always asking you about. Any kind of job. Other than the boring, non-sexy one you hired me for. But you do realise I would never tell anyone, so you wouldn't get in trouble. Just because I'm kinda sorta underage, and you're overage, but in a good way. Kind of a father figure, daddy dom thing, and I kinda like older men. A lot. Really. Really a lot. So, anytime you're up for me going down on you or something, you just have to say the word. Although, I kind of want to get boned by you. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to make you kind of cough. But honestly, you can just pick the hole of your choice and I'm okay with it. It's not that I'm like a slut, but I'm willing to learn. Not tonight then. Statutory is such a stupid word, but I look like a statue to you? Well, statues are cold and hard and made of stuff like plaster. I'm warm and soft and sometimes like getting plastered. Well, worst case scenario, we wait till I'm 18, which is like forever. Even my next birthday is so far away. By the way, when is your birthday? I know how old you are, kind of, but not the date. February 29th, seriously? I've never known anyone that was born on leap year. So when do you end up celebrating your birthday? Or do you only celebrate it every four? Wait a minute. Since February 29th only happens every 4 years, you're not really all that old. Let's see. Divide your age by four and get. Wow! You're way younger than me, actually. I almost feel guilty for perving on you so bad now. You do realise what this means, don't you? We're both underage. Well, technically at least. No, I'm serious. This is a loophole. I'm pretty sure this means you could do all kinds of naughty things to me and it would be legal. Or well, probably legal. But the legality of it doesn't really matter because no one would ever find out anyway. Just one more reason not to worry about getting all hot and sweaty with me. You could do it right here, in your little office. The only other place where there's room is the prep table, but no offense, I just spent half an hour cleaning that thing and I'm not getting it dirty again. So come on. Let's do something that will let me change my Facebook status to it's complicated. You're maybe not seeing me at my best right now. I just worked an 8-hour shift and I spent a French fries and hamburgers. But for some guys, that might be a bonus. I'm a little bit greasy from working the grill, but that just makes me a little slippery. Slippery in the right places can be good for what I want to do with you. So, what do you say? You know you want to. You know you want me, let's be honest. The only thing stopping you is my age, and because of the leap year thing, that's not an issue anymore. Even if you don't accept my logic there, do you really think you can hold out until I'm 18? Because I'll be here after school every night the entire time, and it's always just the two of us after closing. You're going to give in at some point, so why not give in now? I can tell you're turned on by the idea. You probably are thinking you'll go home and jerk off, but that's so lonely. So have sex with me instead. It's either jailbait or masturbate, and I think we both know which one I'm rooting for. Or we could split the difference. I could jerk you off, my palm is greasy, and that smells more than a little of hamburgers and pickle juice, but it could smell like cock soon if you let me. Or at least if you don't stop me. That's the spirit. Doing nothing is easy. Now all you have to do is lean back in your chair a little while I do all the hard work. It's not all that difficult, though. Small, greasy, pickle-smelling hands just has to move up and down your cock. I'm teasing, of course. I guess you like it, because you're getting hard and moaning. Or maybe it's me that you like, and that's just my hand. It's tired from flipping burgers all night and cleaning. Imagine what my pussy could do for you. And all it's had to do this evening is slowly get wetter and wetter the more I talk to you. So while I would be very happily jerking you off completely if you want, you know after this we're eventually going to fuck. So why not have tonight be the night? I hope you don't write me up for this. But I'm going to remove my hat whilst at work, but I'm not going to stop there. I can remove the pants from this uniform. They really should let us wear skirts here, short sexy skirts, but that would let you fuck me much easier in the future, wouldn't it? Yeah, corporate policy, whatever. And I already got my pants off, so that wasn't too bad, I guess. Next. Blouse. Don't want to get any stains on it, do I? Well, any more stains. And some ketchup and grease splatters, but nothing that would arouse too much attention from my mum when she does laundry. There. Now it's just down to my bra and panties. Those need to come off too, obviously. Plus, I just like the idea of being naked at work. But even more than that, I like the idea of being naked at work, squirming on top of your cock. Taking care of the naked part now. I guess all that's left is to get on top of you and squirm. I always liked that big chair of yours. I used to sneak in here when you were out and spin around in it. I won't do that now. Except with you in me while I do it. Let's see how good my balance is. Just hold still while I climb on top of you and face you. All you have to do is hold your cock and keep it aimed just right. Then I lower myself until I'm just touching you. But I keep going, using my weight to push the head of your cock into me slowly, opening me up. And then all that's left is for me to slowly sink down. Oh, now aren't you glad you didn't make us wait till I was 18? I mean, I still hope to be fucking you on that birthday, but that's so far off, and that, oh, that feels so good right now. Now I'm going to move up and down. You're in charge of swinging the chair around, but slowly. I'm already lightheaded enough as it is, and I did eat about 3 double bacon cheeseburgers over the course of my shift, but they weren't nearly as filling as you are. Yeah. Yeah, I love the spinning, but not as much as the moving up and down. And the back and forth, maybe even a little side to side. See, my skills aren't just limited. I'm just limited to the grill. Sure, I can make an awesome burger, but I also fuck pretty well too. I'm like the supersized combo meal of jailbait girlfriends. And you're just fucking dessert. Sweet, full of hot sticky goodness, except I want the sticky goodness in me too. I think you do too. So let's give us both what we want. Let's make each other come and then we can fill me with their special sauce. I want you more than anything in the world right now. Even another double bacon cheeseburger. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, it is long for you to give in to me, and now I want it to be over, but in a good way, so please, just don't make me wait any longer. Come in me, please. Of work ever. Now I really need a shower. Well, I kind of always need one after work to get the smell off, but now there's other smells and fluids, and I think I might actually miss those ones. I suppose you still need to finish up the deposits. Well, a different one to the one we just completed. I'll get dressed and head home. I don't need some sleep before school, and you definitely wore me out, but you know, I'll be back tomorrow night, and it'll be Friday soon. And I don't have school. And the next day, my mum won't even be home, so maybe you can take me back to your place after work, and we can try using a bed. or whatever furniture you have. And even though burgers are my speciality, I'll bet I'll come up with a pretty good breakfast too. Good night.